Hi, and welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 164. Today it's just myself, Assimilator. Unfortunately, due to time constraints, Proteus and Zelda Queen weren't able to join me this week, and I was unable to get together with them last week. So I'm going to do a solo one this week, kind of to make up for that and make sure we don't skip multiple weeks. This week it's kind of been doing something old, something new, and then there was a little bit of news with a delay, so I'm just going to go ahead and jump right into things. The something old is I'm going through and I'm actually finishing up Assassin's Creed 3, trying to get it done before Assassin's Creed 4 launches. And really so far what I've found, at least halfway through the game, is I think Connor's not that good of an assassin. He seems to get himself into worse situations more than Ezio ever did, at least from my experience. And he seems way too open to working with Templars. If you haven't played the game yet, it's been out almost a year, so I don't think I have to worry too much about spoilers. But once you get halfway through, you'll see what I mean. He also seems to kind of disagree with some of the whole secretive aspects of being an assassin, which I think would just kind of go with it. It's like, hey, I'm an assassin. I need to not announce that to everybody. Even though he does kill people rather well. But yeah, I'm hoping to get that done before I get into Assassin's Creed 4, which comes out at the end of this month. Little bonus for those of you who are thinking of picking up Assassin's Creed 4, and if you're also planning on getting a PS4 and you have a PS3 currently, if you buy Assassin's Creed 4 for the PS3, you will get a free digital copy of it for the PlayStation 4. Nice little bonus to kind of like, hey, I get to play the new game now, and I can have it with the better graphics later. And that's all on that front. Moving on to the something new. The most recent Pokemon was recently released, Pokemon X and Pokemon Y. Now, this is the first Pokemon game I've played since Pokemon Yellow, I think, is the last one I played. So I've played Blue, and I played Yellow. So this is quite a jump forward for me, because last time I played, there was 151 Pokemon, and now there's 700 plus. I don't even know how many there are in total now. And with that said, I am enjoying it. I mean, it has enough of what I was familiar with all those years ago, and it makes use of the hardware quite well. It's nice seeing actual battle animations, seeing them actually move around a little bit. Like when I do a flame charge, my Pokemon actually starts to kind of rush forward a little bit, turns into this ball of fire, and then hits my enemy, instead of an animation in one corner and then the hit animation in the other corner. Not to say that there aren't attacks like that, but there are there. A few other new things that they've put in there are when you get attacked by a horde of Pokemon, usually it's about five that I've gotten attacked with for the most part. If you have a Pokemon that can do a group attack, such as Razorleaf, I highly advise using that one. My experience has been that if you don't, it can get kind of annoying waiting for all five Pokemon to attack you back one by one. If you can take them out as quickly as possible all at once, it's much better. If you just have attacks, but if your team attacks only attack one at a time, you're in for a long battle. Fortunately, typically these group attacks are about 15 to 20 levels below where my Pokemon are, so it makes it not as harrowing, just really time-consuming, unless they happen to be very effective against whatever Pokemon I happen to have out at the time. But I am enjoying it. I've gotten two badges, and I have about 100-some Pokemon in my Pokédex. And yeah, it's a fun game. If you are into the Pokemon craze and you have a 3DS or a 3DS XL, I do highly advise that you purchase this one. And something that I've found also nice about it, for people that are asking for a Pokemon MMO, this is actually pretty close to that. I mean, you have online battles built into it. You can set up friends lists. You can trade Pokemon that way. You also have O powers, which you can either use on yourself or you can grant to your friends or just a random person online. When you connect to the internet, you'll see kind of a thing pop up along the bottom where it'll populate a bunch of different people. And those will be people from all over the world. I mean, I'm in the US, and when I populated it first, the first thing I saw was people in Japan, and there were some people in Germany, and then Italy, and then Australia. So it really is a worldwide game. So yeah, Pokemon XY. Two thumbs up. I'll give it an official review once I've gotten a little more through it, maybe gotten at least half the badges or so. And I've done some Mega Evolutions, which is also another new thing that I forgot to mention. The Mega Evolutions, there are certain Pokemon, such as one of the three originals, Squirtle, Bulbasaur, and Charmander. Once you have them fully evolved, they have a stone that they can hold, and they can use that stone to Mega Evolve while in combat. And then once combat is over, they'll go back to their previous level 3 forms. So this can give you an extra boost that you need in power and ability during combat that could lead you over that edge. Also, if you get the game before the end of the year and then you go to the mystery prize and connect to the internet, you'll get a level 10 Torchic that will have a Blaziken stone, I think it is, which will allow it to Mega Evolve. Mewtwo is another one of the Pokemon that can Mega Evolve. So it's got a lot of good stuff. Okay, and then the delay I was talking about. One of the most anticipated games of possibly this fall, Watch Dogs, was delayed until the spring of 2014. This can be a lot of really annoying for some people. I mean, a lot of people had pre-ordered consoles that had Watch Dogs included with it. There was an official Sony version of a Watch Dog bundle, and then GameStop had a hobbled together version of it that they were selling. They have announced that people that pre-ordered the Watch Dog versions of these bundles will still get their consoles. They just won't get that game with it, obviously. Now, a lot of people may be irritated at this, but from my experience, Ubisoft has given me great quality games from time to time. Well, not time to time, even most of the time. So I'll trust that if they felt they needed to delay the game, they're doing it because they want to give us the highest quality product they can. They also had to delay The Crew, which was their online party-based racing game, which I saw at E3, which it looked like a lot of fun. So we'll just have to see how that turtle turns out. And yeah. I really don't have much to add. Unfortunately, typically I have a lot of back and forth with the other two in order to make this go longer, and they have their stuff too. So, as I said, this is going to be a short podcast. Hopefully we will have more of the interviews up here soon. I know Proteus has been working hard on them. He is just slaving away on other stuff. Real life always messes with you like that. And in the meantime, have a great week and game on.